The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
Easy Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we're looking for Britain's biggest mug. This is you owning up, okay? Putting your hands up and saying, you know what? I've messed up. I'm an idiot. I've done wrong. I let my mate down. I've been a rubbish partner lately. Nominate yourself, please, on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you are a mug, let us know about it. I could send you a mug to drink your tea or coffee or whatever you drink out of, which is bigger than your actual head.
What I love about this, though, is we're going to get some amazing stories. And if needs be, we can keep you anonymous. We're just after all the muggy behaviour that you guys have been up to.
So if you've been a little bit muggy lately to somebody else, or maybe you just let yourself down, self-nominations, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, have you ever thought, who thought up the idea for this brilliant roller coaster that I'm on? We're speaking to one of the guys who probably designed it on Ask Me Anything. Enjoy the show.
One!
I grew up, you grew down, we found out everything matters now. We grew up while you let yourself down. I want out.
Chris Stark is really, really enjoying that a lot.
That song is so weird, but I really like it.
Like, you know, a little smile on your face there all the way through it.
It's well good.
And your eyes closed as well.
I sort of don't know what just happened. There was a lot going on with it, but it's wicked.
Is that not the first time you heard it?
I heard Greg play it the other day and was like, I really, really like this. But you know when you hear a song and you're just in a good mood and then you think everything sounds good. But Clara's nodding at me right now. It is good. It's not just me.
Yes. Good. Rex Orange County face to face on Radio 1. Before it, Bruno Mars with Julio serving that scampi on That's What I Like. I hope you're good this afternoon. Every now and again, a new posh person comes along and they spike my interest a little bit. Do you remember the guy from Friendly Fires in the live lounge?
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Da, da, da. One sec, hang on a minute. And then obviously, one of our favourite poshos supported her all the way.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Freya. But there's a new one on the block. Yeah, there is.
You're sort of intrigued, aren't you?
I just enjoy them because some people's dads are lords and some people's are used car dealers. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Hi. Shout out Pete Mills.
I'm not mad keen on this particular one. However, it's interesting, isn't it? Lots of people are talking about him.
I'm Ollie, I'm 23 and I'm heir to the Llanhyddog Estate in Cornwall. When my dad dies, I'm going to be a lord. My next door neighbours are Prince Charles and Camilla. I definitely would describe myself as wealthy, but don't like to brag about it.
Rule heirs, mate. Just not to the amount of land that he's...
Well, I've got a used car dealership in Tottenham coming my way.
Something to look forward to. Also, the way he talks all about what he's going to inherit over the super happy music, it's a bit of an odd vibe, isn't it? When my dad dies...
I just like the casual slip in of, I'm a landowner.
If I was being straight up with you, I will be. I'm a landowner, so.
Okay.
But we have like a load of land and just.
So you're not actually a farmer?
Yeah, we do. We have a beef herd. It's a family business. One minute I'll be doing forestry with a chainsaw, and next minute I'll be like that, feeding the cows, knocking out the cows.
A man of many talents.
Yeah, I mean.
Jack of all trades.
I'm a bit of a jack of all trades. I like that.
Okay.
I like that expression.
Okay.
Right?
Videos of him using a chainsaw, that never happened.
You're a landowner.
I feel that while he's in there, people need to tell him stuff. Like, some people live in houses that are semi-detached. Even some people live in terrace houses. Some people even live in flats. Grace, do you live in a flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That happens.
Oh, yeah. All of this would be totally foreign for him.
And there are fizzy alternatives to champagne. You've got Prosecco, you've got Cava. You can get a bus or any other public transport. You don't have to be driven anywhere.
Yeah, there is an hour of the day called the happy hour.
Yeah, you can fly at the back of the plane. There are seats there. They're not just at the front.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, I'm looking for a mug. Not like a big Sports Direct one. I've already got one of those, actually. You get a lot of tea in that. I mean a person who is a massive mug. You mug.
Yeah, I think as well we're after people to sort of maybe nominate themselves in this situation rather than just get in touch and say, yeah, this person's a mug for this reason.
More in a second on that. Last week on Ask Me Anything, we had a situation where Chris had to send a photo of his feet to the person we were interviewing because it ended up being some kind of foot psychic.
Yeah, that's right.
She got quite deep telling us all about your previous issues with what a bit of self-esteem.
Yeah, there was all sorts in there. She called it my past foot.
Yep. And also she said there's one person in your life that is kind of bringing you down a little bit. And we couldn't work out who that might be. They're quite negative towards you sometimes.
Yeah. She was talking about the influences in my life.
And she could tell all of this. Doesn't even need to see your feet in person. Just by having a look at a picture of your feet. And you had to apologise because you'd started playing football again recently, so they're in all sorts of mess.
Yeah, there's all sorts of marks on it. And it was just pictures of the feet as well. It's not that she could tell anything from the smell. It wasn't that she could smell my future.
No.
Or my past. It was all just from looking at the feet.
Tell you what, babes. They are nothing that a good pedi couldn't sort out.
Yeah?
Pedicure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, so you want... This will be the next thing that we're doing together, is it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We need something fun in the evenings, you know?
But I don't want to erase my past from my feet.
No, that's true. New feet and she won't be able to tell.
So, sorry, you can't read these. I've just had a pedicure.
So these are the kind of people we speak to on Ask Me Anything. People that have unusual, out-of-the-world jobs, you know, like not the ordinary. Or people that have just achieved greatness. Some of them are world record holders. Some of them have invented something that we all know and love. Those are the kind of people we speak to on Ask Me Anything. We've got another one coming in 15 minutes. We don't know who it is, but we'll get them put through to us and we'll ask away.
Scott Mills.
Sports team in the races. Are you a mug? Admit it to yourself. In the last year or so on this show, we have named a rat. Someone had a pet rat that they needed a name for. So we got your nominations for people that have been a bit ratty to you, a little bit snaky. We did a snake as well, didn't we?
Yeah, that's true. Cockroach.
And a cock. So yeah, we named a rat, a snake and a cockerel. Now, here is your chance to name a mug. And I'd quite like self-nominations here, please. If you know that you've been an absolute idiot. Maybe to someone else. Maybe you've let yourself down. I'm looking for self-nominations.
I was going to ask you this, Scott, with this, because this is a good idea. Are you looking for people who are the ones being mugged off in the situation? Or are we really looking for the people that are mugging someone else off?
I'm looking for...
I think it's more the latter.
Well, no, I'm looking for... Look, I'll be honest with you. I have ghosted this person recently.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been that nice to one of my friends.
Maybe someone who's seeing their best mate's boyfriend or girlfriend. That sort of behaviour.
Yeah, or someone that's cheated and now feels really bad about it and knows it was the wrong thing to do and is willing, has got to that point and willing to recognise that they are a mug.
All right.
And in return, I will send you literally the world's biggest mug I can find. Now, I'm saying this is a 2-litre job that I have got my hands on. I'm not saying where. And it's bigger than your face. Imagine that in the workplace. Like, everyone else brings their boring cup to the coffee machine. You've got, like, one that's bigger than your face because you're a mug.
Yeah, but there's so many people that listen to Radio 1 in their offices, right? So suddenly when someone bowls up with a massive mug now, they're going to know that they're the mug. And maybe they wanted to keep it a bit anonymous.
No, that's okay, because, like, you're admitting to yourself that, yeah, you've done wrong. You've been a bit of an idiot. If you like, I can have it... with the words on it, I like big mugs and I cannot lie.
Yes, I like that.
I'm saying this is a 2-litre, maybe a 3-litre mug here.
Whoa.
That's a lot of tea or coffee. So if you want to say to us, yep, hello, I'm the mug, get in touch with us now. I'm looking for your self-nominations. I mean, you can nominate someone else, but let's just keep it for now for people that want to say to themselves, look, hands up. I've been an idiot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, what I'm after here is not people that have been made a mug of. I'm talking about muggy people. Someone just texted in saying, surely That's an incorrect term of mug. If you've been a mug, then you've been taken for a ride. You're the victim. Mugging someone off is different. Yeah, yeah. To be clear, I'm talking people that are muggy, that have been like, I've been an idiot here.
Yeah, and let's be real about this. We've done a snake before. You're naming a snake, a cockerel. It's basically another one of these, but we're going for a mug this time.
So if you've done the muggiest thing, then let us know. 811-9. Dave, are you one?
Yes, very much.
What have you done, Dave?
I was on the phone to a friend and I was having a bit of a rant about life in general. And he just said out of nowhere, he said, it could be worse. You could be dead, like Mary. And I was like, what? Mary? Oh my God, when did this happen? And he was like, about 2 months ago, she died. And I was gutted. I kind of completely believed him because I'm clearly a mug and clearly very gullible. I found a photo of us both, a really ridiculous photo of us both wearing...
But hang on, right? Who's Mary?
Who the F is Mary?
Oh, Mary's a friend. So it's not like Mary Berry or anyone like that. Mary's kind of a mutual friend.
Okay, you didn't explain that, Dave, but all right, cool.
Then I posted this photo of us both on Facebook and I put, rest in peace, Mary. Sorry to hear the bad news. Went to sleep. Admittedly, I had a drink. Next day, I woke up, my phone was completely pinging like crazy, and I was like, something's going on here. So I opened the messages, and it was like our mutual friends all saying, Mary's dead, with lots of question marks. And I was like, yeah, she died like 2 months ago. Until I got a little bit further down the messages, and somebody said, Mary's not dead, I spoke to her on New Year's Day.
Well, why is
Mary's dead? Mary's dead. But why is your friend saying that she is?
I've no idea. When I confronted him and I said, where did you get your information from? Which is what everybody was saying to me. He said, I probably got it wrong. And he didn't apologise. He didn't say anything to the contrary.
This is a bit like David's dead on Big Brother.
Who told me that David is dead?
David.
She's, yes.
David.
Yes. She said he just died and I can't hold this in by myself.
No.
Where's David?
Where's David?
Where's David?
Angie just said that David's...
Has Mary been in touch because she's still alive?
No, and I don't dare message her. I've had to message friends and say, can you apologise on my behalf? Because I've tried drafting a message so many times that says, I'm really sorry if you found out about the thing I put on Facebook, but how do I do that? Like,
is she a good friend?
Quite good. I mean,
we've drifted,
but, you know, like, I've gone through... a sort of a mourning period for her in the course of an evening and then realised she wasn't dead. So how do you repair that?
Dave, you're a mug.
I'm a mug.
Yeah.
I'm a complete mug.
I'm accepting your nomination.
You're winning this thing so far. But also, I do think you're overthinking it a little bit. It'll be okay. She's not actually dead. Do you want me to go over it a bit?
You're right. I'm the king of overthinking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Anton from Bournemouth, you're a massive mug. We might be sending a huge mug your way. Let a girl that he wasn't even interested in take him on holiday and then pied her off while on holiday for someone else. Mug! 81199. He feels bad about it now. Admits to his muggy behaviour.
Scott Mills.
Okay then. This is the bit where we speak to someone that, well, just makes the rest of us look a bit average, really. They either do something or have done something that's quite extraordinary. On Ask Me Anything, we get to grill them about what they've done or what they do or what they've achieved. But we don't know who we're going to get through to, so are you ready for today's?
Yes.
Hello. Who are you, please, and what do you do?
Hello, I'm Andrew Porter, and I am a theme park attraction designer. Ask me anything.
Oh, we will ask you anything. Andrew, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, guys.
So you're one of a team of people that designs new roller coasters?
Yes, I design roller coasters, dark rides, anything to do with theme park storytelling. So log flumes and any attraction, really, that you guys go to with your family and friends and immerse yourself in different stories from all over the world.
Yeah, because I've never really thought about people who have to come up with them. So what is the scariest ride that you have come up with?
Well, the scariest ride I was involved with was a ride in Italy where we take riders 80 metres above the ground and vertically drop them into a wormhole at about 70 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
It was a crazy ride. It comes out of that hole and goes upside down three times after that. And while you're being put through all of this, your feet are hanging in midair.
Not for me, that. Do you have to test these out?
Part of that roller coaster is I had to ride that 86 times in a row to make sure the strobe light in the tunnel was perfectly timed so you could see it flash, because you're going through at such speed, it was either on or off. So it was milliseconds that we had to do it on. And let me tell you, after doing 80, 60 times in a row, I was ready to get off.
Do you come up with the names for the roller coasters?
Yeah, we come up with the names, we come up with the themes, and we come up with ways to make people inspired to come to our parks and ride them. So that one was called Oblivion the Black Hole, and it was the sister to Oblivion at Alton Towers.
Wow. Where should I sit on a roller coaster if I'm scared?
If you're scared, well, they ride differently. So the front will have less force on it. So as you go over the drop, the front will feel less forceful and you won't lose your stomach as much.
Okay.
If you sit at the back, it goes much faster over the drop. So you really go fast over the drop, and that's kind of where you lose that stomach. Where you lose your stomach on it. Obviously, if it's at the front, you get to see everything. If you sit at the back, you don't. But if you're that scared, you'll probably have your eyes closed anyway.
Yeah, so I'd say the front. I'm always an eyes closer. Yeah. I am.
I always thought the front of the roller coaster would be the main bit, you know, like the best experience. But you're saying, actually, you're better heading towards the back.
It depends if you want to have an intense ride.
I've got a question for you. When I was younger, what I used to do to get on some of the rides is I'd wear a hat. And like prop it up on my head to make myself look slightly taller, just put me over the bar. Now, was I doing something dangerous by doing that?
Yes. Andrew, tell him off.
It was a bit naughty, but now we don't allow people to wear hats on rides because they fall off.
See, it's because of people like you that the hats are off.
Checkmate.
Andrew, we've got a couple of ideas for rides. Anything you could do with, like, maybe Brexit?
Brexit the ride. So come on. Tell me what that looks like. Is it a roller coaster? What are you doing on Brexit?
I think lots of ups, lots of downs.
a bumpy ride.
Yeah, slightly bumpy ride.
Would you get wet on it?
At sometimes, maybe it slows down for a little bit and then suddenly speeds up again.
Mm.
And how does this ride end? How do we end it?
Backstop. So here's the thing, if we genuinely came up with a good roller coaster idea, we could put it to you and you could turn this thing real, right? Like, genuinely.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is
absolutely
amazing.
Then you're an amazing contact.
Do you know, we'll get so many people now going, I've got a good idea, so we'll be back in touch, Andrew, no doubt.
That sounds awesome.
That's such a pub chat. Oh, I've got a great idea for a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Are you one of life's special people? He designs roller coasters. Let us know. We could be speaking to you, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, on my email.
Scott Mills.
Rabbit hole, camel fat, never been in one myself. Must be one of them Ibiza things. Oh, who was in the rabbit hole, man?
Yeah, speaking of going down a rabbit hole, though, you look like you've been struggling.
What?
On two fronts, actually.
What?
I don't know if it is that you've shoved your head down a rabbit hole, but you've got a nasty-looking scratch on your nose there.
Yeah, I don't know where it's come from either, and it's one of them where your partner will be like, where's that scratch from on your nose? And I honestly don't know where it's come from. But you know what it's like. They instantly think you've been cheating.
Yeah, it's definitely not a cheating injury, because why would you have a cut nose? Like,
right.
What possible thing could you have been doing with your nose?
Right on the end of the like nose that? There as well. But yeah. I woke up this morning and I'm like, where's that from?
Second question. What are you doing to your phone there? Because by the looks of it, you're trying to access the Simbit. But I've watched you doing this for the last 4 minutes.
You know,
and it's stressing me out. It's like the crystal maze.
Well, I've got a paperclip currently. But you know how you've got that little thing where you can open the SIM drawer on your
phone?
The
tiny, tiny hole.
Well, I had one. And it was here like 5 minutes ago. Can't find it now. So I'm looking now. But instead, I'm using a paperclip because I'm in a great time right now. I'm having the best time of my life. I'm in a no man's land where I'm changing networks.
Well,
so if you want to get hold of me, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm literally nowhere. I'm off the grid, guys.
OK, Can we briefly talk about this as well? Because I think this is quite enlightening.
Bangers is waiting then.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. No, it's just you turned up today so proud because you've changed phone networks.
Yeah.
And realised you can save money for doing so because you've been on the same phone network for about 300 years.
Yeah.
And it's your boyfriend that's basically done this. Your boyfriend is making all these positive changes.
Yeah.
He's paying for himself at the moment.
Yeah, he's like my Martin Lewis.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you've come in as if, like, no one here has ever done it before.
Well,
you know,
I haven't.
You can change your network, you know.
So if you need to send me a personal text this afternoon, then you're going to have to send it to 81199. Chris...
Hi, Scott.
Right, you're on bangers a minute, but it's going to have to wait because of the boring phone chat we just had. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right. Are we paying for this call?
Scott Mills.
Look at this little piece of kit.
I know, it's like a little screwdriver.
You know the little pin you get to put in the SIM drawer? This is like a screwdriver, but that. That's incredible.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to get one of these and put it in my toolkit because I've got one. I have.
You haven't got a toolkit.
Yeah, I have.
Whenever something that involves needing a toolkit, you call a man called Ray who comes round.
No, that Ray's for more... Anyway, more complicated things. Hi, Chris!
Hi, Chris! Hi, Scott!
Hello!
Well saved, Chris.
Yeah, no, very
that was,
good.
That was actually all right.
Because there is also one of us called Chris, so that was good. Where are you, Chris, today, please?
I'm in Peterborough.
Okay, what's happening in Peterborough today in this kind of meh Monday in January?
Yeah, pretty cloudy, but I've just finished work, so my week now starts.
Now, have you just moved into your first place with your girlfriend, is that right?
Just about to, yeah. So we've picked up the keys and the move actually happens Thursday to Sunday this weekend.
Exciting.
Good luck with that. You're going to find out all sorts of new habits.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. A lot of people have said, are you sure it's what you want to do?
I mean, no, it's fine. You should do what you want to do, but I'm just saying that, I mean, in my personal experience over the last couple of months, that's happened to me. I've learned a lot, you know?
But some of the benefits are incredible, Chris, as well. Like, Scott is now saving a fortune. His boyfriend stepped in, controlling all the bills and everything. Scott just used to pay whatever.
No, and it's not true.
It is, isn't it?
But I'm on a money-saving tip right now. Okay, Chris, who do you normally go for on bangers?
I usually side with Chris.
Cool. Good. Okay, well, I'm going to offer this to you anyway. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. One of the earliest tracks by Maroon 5, This Love. Yeah, you can have that.
Or, Chris, you can have my banger choice today. It's this. Hey, I want to let y'all know. Hey, I want to let y'all know. Hey, this Jeezy. And you listening to Q-Tip. Now, this is a banger. This is Busta Rhymes. Thank you. Loads of people on this. Q-Tip, Kanye West, Lil Wayne.
Biggity Boof.
Quite stressful because there's a lot of words. Status is none. Transfixed on the
Sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, just a single because you yeah, stress. Turned up with the script. I definitely couldn't eat while listening to that.
Yeah. See how we push some time, my
mind forget. Okay, Chris. Up to you.
Oh, both good choices. Both old songs as well.
They are quite old, yeah.
Bit of a throwback day.
Okay.
I have made my mind up just because I think it's the better song. But it's going to be Scott today.
Right, boys, how we doing?
I've missed this.
That Peter Crouch podcast, known for insights into football.
The kit man, does he just buy a vast range of pants?
Well, no, I think there'll be an official pants supplier.
And life in general, with all new episodes.
Well, I lived in Singapore for 3 years. I used to be able to speak Mandarin.
Shut your eyes, Crouchy. See what Mandarin comes into your mind.
Not a lot of there, mate.
That Peter Crouch podcast, Series 3, available now on BBC Sounds.
It's class. Yes, love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye
too many times before. And my heart is breaking in front of me. She said goodbye too many times before. Yes, love has taken its toll, yeah. She said goodbye too many times. Thanks, Scott, for choosing that really bland banger.
I forgot where I was for a second. God. Literally halfway through that song, I looked around. I was like, oh, yeah, Radio 1.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's beige, that, isn't it? Sorry. Like, it seemed like a good idea at the time. But that's like the equivalent of, like, you know when you get a really beige buffet?
Yes.
Everything's, like, the same colour.
Beige and beans.
They're that. I'm sorry. They've done better tracks. Maroon 5, Is This Love? Your Jigglypuff should have won today.
Absolutely.
Scott Mills.
Phone swap's over, guys. I know you really care. I'm on a new network. I'm saving so much money. Look after the pennies and the pounds will look after you.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the phrase.
I just looked to my right here, producer Will,
yeah,
desperately trying to fill out one of those forms online, you know, one of those I'm not a robot sections.
Oh, I hate those.
Because the hardest thing ever.
Right, it's like, pick all of the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Well, like, I can't see them all. Or you miss one. Because
all the ones with road signs. And like, they're hidden. We're not getting anywhere with this.
Ain't no one got time for that. Like, I'm not a robot, let me in.
Surely the bit where it's I'm not a robot, you should just be able to tick to prove that you're not a robot. Do you see what I mean?
But the traffic light one gets me every time. I can never get it. Hey, someone just sent me another good money-saving tip for next time I go for dinner.
Oh, yeah?
I'm all about this in 2020. This is my new New Year's res.
Very Matt Edmondson of you.
I know, I've changed. Credit card roulette. Do you know about that?
Okay. Well, just cards in the middle,
right.
One person pays.
You ask for the bill, you'll put your card down, ask the waiter or waitress to pick up a card. Whichever card they pick pays the whole bill. Nice. Winner! Okay, coming up. Oh, that went a bit I'm a Celebrity there.
I've never noticed that before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, all right, Martin from Cornwall. He says, I can't fill in those robot things because I've got fingers like sausages. Yeah. I am losing weight on them.
It's true, because then you're selecting like two boxes at a time.
It's like when typing in passwords. You try that with fat fingers like me. It's impossible.
Well, I don't want a fat finger shame.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, like, they are going down in size, but over Christmas, woo, what are we going to do about the volume of your fingers?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Great news, guys. You know the posh boy on Love Island, Ollie?
He's
I'm going to inherit all of my father's land one day when my father passes away. I'm going to be the heir of where it was. Not true. The National Trust have been on. Do you know about this? Saying, as much as we'd love him to inherit it, bad news for him, he won't be. In the distant past, his great-great-uncle chose to give the house and surrounding land to the National Trust in 1953. Yes. Sorry about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked this podcast, then hit subscribe on the Scott Mills Daily on BBC Sounds. And like magic, a new one will arrive every day in your life.